If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
And a nice honor for Bob Newhart, Dean.
Yeah, we were talking with his former publicist last night about lots of different things. And among the things we learned is that there will be an honorary street naming for Bob Newhart. He was born in Oak Park, raised in Chicago, went to school here, cut his teeth here as an advertising, as an accountant first, then in advertising, and then in stand-up comedy, and then his legendary comedy career. So on September the 5th, mark the date down, because everyone's invited to come to the ceremony of the unveiling of the street signs. September 5th on North Sheridan Road, between the 5800 and 5900 block of North Sheridan Road. Do you know why that location, Bob, is significant?
They used that building as the location of his office, right?
No, it was the location of where he and Suzanne
Plachet lived. Ah, okay.
Yeah. The office was right across the street on Michigan Avenue. Not the Wrigley Building, but the one that's right next door to the Wrigley Building. But, yeah, that's going to be called Bob Newhart Way, starting on September the 5th. Bob Newhart's kids are going to be coming in for the event, and they will be speaking. Bob, of course, passed away in July of last year at the age of 94. Significant September 5th. Because that would have been Bob's birthday, his 96th birthday, as a matter of fact. So couldn't be happier, and not anybody more deserving of an honor in Chicago than Bob Newhart.
Everybody loved Bob. They still have that statue of him on a park bench, don't they, at Navy Pier?
They do. Yeah. Yes, they do.
Let's get an update on the health of Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, he was just in Chicago like 10 days ago. He was doing a 10-city tour promoting his movie Megalopolis, and a Q&A. He did it here at the Chicago Theater. Yesterday, he released a statement saying that he had a heart procedure done in Italy on Instagram. I give him a lot of credit, 86-year-old Francis Ford Coppola on on the gram.
Yeah.
He went on there and said that he simply had an update of his 30-year AFib procedure with its inventor, a great Italian doctor, Dr. Andrea Natale, and he said that everything went great. He is recovering beautifully and should be out of there in no time at all.
Sounds like he got the right guy to work on him. And MTV's nominations for the Video Music Awards came out. Let's go down some of the highlights.
Yeah, Lady Gaga got the most nominations of of all the artists. Gaga leading the way with 12 nominations, including Video of the Year for the song that she did with Bruno Mars called Die with a Smile, which is a beautiful, beautiful song. Bruno Mars himself got 11 nominations, mostly collaborations both with Lady Gaga, but also with the K-pop artist Rosé. Kendrick Lamar came in next with 10 nominations. And let me see here. VMAs are going to be held on Sunday, September the 7th. It'll be live on CBS for the first time ever, as well as on MTV and on Paramount Plus. They're all owned by the same company.
You know what, Dean? I'm not surprised that the original Naked Gun director doesn't want to see the reboot.
I mean, I would think that he would be a little curious. Wouldn't you be curious?
Well, I don't know. If he saw the clips that came out in advance of the movie, I don't know if he'd want to see
it. You think that would have turned him off?
They didn't, as you pointed out, they didn't use the best scenes.
That may be the case. I don't think that's what prevented David Zucker, who was the original director of the first Naked Gun movie, from seeing this. It just sounds like he didn't want any part of a reboot. The film is doing fairly well at the box office, But in an interview yesterday, he says he refuses to go and see the reboot because it was done by other people. Says he was offered an executive producer credit on the movie. He turned it down because it was title only. He didn't have any input into actually what was going to go into the movie regardless. So he just said he washed his hands of the whole thing. He's done with the whole thing, yeah. Not interested in seeing what they did. I would be curious.
Yeah.
If I turned out, you know, three fairly successful movies like that, I'd be kind of curious to see what direction that it went, especially since it's kind of an homage to the first three movies.
Yeah, but I'd be annoyed. I mean, it was his baby, his original idea, so I get that. it's just me, though. What's the new on the stream?
Well, let's see what else we have for you today. We've got, Wednesday is back on Netflix. Not the day of the week, but the series itself, starring Jenna Ortega, season two, starring as Wednesday Addams, is streaming now on Netflix. Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne have season two of their series Platonic, which is streaming right now. Also, season 14, how about that, of the animated comedy King of the Hill, debuting on Hulu this week. And also, Disney Plus has brought back another season of The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. You can see that right now on the Disney Plus. Now, for new movies this week, Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson have a brand new one that is strictly on Amazon Prime, not in theaters right now. It's called it's called The Pickup, and Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson played armored truck drivers forced to fend for themselves when their shipment is hijacked in action. You can catch that on Amazon Prime. And if you're interested in a documentary this week, I'm recommending Eva Longoria's brand-new docuseries, which is called Necaxa. Eva Longoria in charge of a soccer club in Mexico, trying to turn it into a championship club.
Everybody's doing Ted Lasso, it seems to me.
It's Ted Lasso. It's what's the series called with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, where they take charge of a soccer team?
Joe remembers.
That's Welcome to Wrexham.
Welcome to Wrexham. This sounds like kind of a spin on that. That's going to begin streaming Friday on Hulu. I'm sure it's going to be very, very successful.
And what's the story on the sequel to Passion of the Christ? Is that going to be a theatrical release?
It is going to be a theatrical release. Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ was so controversial when it came out because it was so graphic and so violent about the crucifixion of Christ. And for years he's been saying that he was going to do a sequel to it. Yesterday it was announced that it will be coming out. It's going to be called The Resurrection of the Christ, and it's going to be released in two different parts. Part one is going to come out March 26th of the year 2027, which is a Good Friday. And then 40 days later, on May the 6th, part two of Resurrection of the Christ will be coming out. They're filming it right now in Italy. Jim Caviezel returns playing the role of Jesus. Monica Bellucci as Mary Magdalene. Passion of the Christ came out 21 years ago, believe it or not. It's the second highest grossing R-rated film in North America of all time. Did I ever tell you my Jim Caviezel story?
No.
This is kind of a good story. I was out in California interviewing John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard fame. We went to his house.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this when you got in the car?
Well, this is when I tried to jump into the car. Same visit. I try to jump in the car. I fail, and I've got a big microphone pack strapped to my belt buckle, my belt in the back, and it dented the General Lee, the car. $6,000 worth of damage we did to his car. I can laugh about it now. Probably shouldn't.
Yeah. But did GNTV pay for it?
GNTV did pay for it. Uh-huh. They were not all too happy at my little wacky stunt.
I'm sure they weren't.
That I did. But anyway, so, you know, I wreck his car, and then we sit down to do an interview, and we're having a nice chat. John Schneider's a super nice guy. And this, you know, like suddenly this Lamborghini pulls up, this beautiful, exotic automobile pulls up in his driveway. And, you know, it opens up like, you know, with wings, you know, the car has sort of like those doors that look like wings. Uh-huh. And out of the Lamborghini pops Jim Caviezel. It was right when Passion of the Christ was coming out. And I got to let me tell you how weird it is to have a Lamborghini pull up, the doors open up, like with wings, and Jesus comes out of the car. a little bit strange. He's like best friends with John Schneider. They're both car collectors. And, you know, we had a nice afternoon. And, of course, everybody made fun of me because I just got done damaging the General Lee, trying to do a stunt that a chubby boy shouldn't be doing.
Wednesdays on WGN-TV around 9:30, Dean Cooks. You should do some shave ice out there today.
That would be nice and would be kind of appropriate, too, because we're doing Hawaiian recipes today. I talked with Jason Momoa last week, who is Hawaiian, and I asked him about some recipe ideas. He gave me some. So I'm going to be doing Jason Momoa's Hawaiian recipes today, coming up at 9:30.
Yeah, avoid the WGN-TV van. We don't want you damaging that.
No, and I'm trying to keep my grass skirt away from open flames also.
Hopefully. Yeah. Thank you, Dean.
You bet.